The reason you see me before you this morning is because of that gift. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Oh, loving Father in heaven, you are an awesome God. You know it, our end from our beginning. We come before you today, Lord, with our heads bowed, asking you to please forgive us from all our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that we may receive the bread of life. I pray, O Lord, that you will humble me, that you will bridle my tongue, that your name will be lifted up, and as we look up, we may be saved. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We had quite a drive coming up here. And probably in the last 10 or 15 minutes or before we reached Elmira, I heard Melody, Johan's daughter, singing "This Is My Story." I have a story to tell you. And this story will be said to lift up God and Christ alone. I was 12 years old when I started smoking pot, weed. I loved it. I enjoyed it. Beer, cigarette, and of course, for me to do this, I have to lie. And you know what? I was very good at it. Very good that everybody thought I was a good boy. I went through high school smoking weed, drinking, girls, partying, and mind you, my mom is an Adventist. I was brought up in the Seventh Day Adventist system. I love the world. I enjoy the world. And believe it or not, I believe it loved me too. I believe I started doing methamphetamine when I was 20 years old. Do you know what the methamphetamine is? It's the highest form of addictive substance out there right now. Before I graduated college, I was doing coke, more beer, more weed, more pills, more girls. By God's grace, I have a mom whom God sent to teach here in New York so she can petition us, me and my brothers, to come here in the States. And we loved it. America gave us everything. I was a physical therapist, so you can imagine the money I have. Single, I had more drugs, more beer, more friends, more of the world. I worked in New York. I worked to satisfy all these addictions. And the doctors believe I was the best PT out there. See how good a liar I was? And my mom didn't even know it. But God sent me to the United States of America for nothing. He has His plans. He has His own ways. One day, I would say, it was around 12 o'clock, early morning, Bronx Expressway in the Bronx, heading home. I was so high, stiff from drugs, cocaine, everything. I hit this guy, rear-ended him. Two big white guys came out. You think I was scared? No. I rolled down my window and I said, call the cops. You know why I said that? For some reason, I was tired of my life. I was tired of this lying life. All these lies. I was tired of getting high. I was tired of everything, but I don't know how to do it. I've tried before. Every time I stopped smoking, I would double up on my holy smoke. Oh, I call it holy smoke because I understand it's all natural. And I thank God for that. I call it holy smoke. I think during those days, that was the closest I would acknowledge God in my life. I had friends, thousands of them probably. I would even exaggerate millions because I do the same thing. They do the same thing. We are friends. From the Philippines, from here to here, I got friends. They love me. They always ask me, hey, Siki, where are we going tonight? So I'm always like a born leader. I would lead them to death. Nobody dared question my decisions. We would drink here, we would go here, we'd do this first, that last. And I was so full of pride and I was so arrogant that when everybody is drinking, I believe I will be the last one to get drunk. I would hit the most, I would smoke the most, I would have more girls, more friends. So that night, all those years that God has been calling me through my parents, through the church, through friends, through people I don't know. Finally, I said, But I'm afraid. I'm scared. What will I do if I abandon this kind of life? And then by God's grace, He reminded me of His words. This one right here. I remembered that my mom telling me that this is God's word. The school system told me that this is God's word. Those two guys that I hit, when they heard me tell them, just call the cops, 180 degrees, they said, are you okay? I said, yeah, just call the cops. Because I want to be in prison. I want to be put to jail. I just want these things to stop. But you know what? God has His ways. So the two guys, instead of beating me up to pulp, they said, you can go. Go home. I didn't know how I got home. But when I did get home, while I'm still drunk and high and stiff from everything that I took that day, I pulled out a Bible This was roughly 8 or so years ago. I pulled out a Bible just like this, and I talked to God. I said, Lord, if you are there, if you hear me, if you are a true and living God, I'm going to open your word, and the first words or the verse that I see is your word for me. And remember, I was fearful of living my worldly life. That's what I love. I've grown to love it. It's in me. Everything goes through me, up and down, left and right. I breathe it. I think it. I drink it. I eat it. So I ask God, open your word to me. What's your word for me? I open it one time. Just like that. Pointed. And lo and behold, fear thou not. Lord, you talking to me? He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. But Lord, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Can you imagine a sinful man like me? I need help. Not that my mom didn't help me, but I am so into myself. I love myself so much. I love the world so much that it has to happen this way. Because anything lesser than this, I never would have listened. Did mommy, did your mom have, did she have to die for you to listen? Did you have to lose one leg? Did you have to be shot? Did your house have to be, to go down in fires for you to listen to God? Fear thou not. Oh, what a powerful message to me that was that night. And I pray that this will be a proper appointed message for this church this morning. What do we fear about? Do we fear the world, that they will not accept God's word when we go out this afternoon? God is saying, fear thou not. Do we fear that we cannot follow the Ten Commandments as written in the Word of God? Fear thou not. Do we fear that we cannot have right now a Christ-like character through the Spirit of God? Fear thou not. What do we fear? What do you fear? Do you fear the looks of your co-workers more than God? That's why we act that way at work. Do we fear what our family will say because we go to Sabbath school? In fact, this verse is so powerful to me. And knowing God, He knows everything, that He have to drive it in real hard. He says, "For I am with thee." Do we really know who Jesus is when He says, "I am"? Just for starters, this is the same person. This is He who made heaven and earth. This is He who breathed life to us. And we will receive our breath again when we die. This is He who knows our end from the beginning. This is He who sets time, who sets the planets, the stars, who names them, who knows everybody, who knows the number of your hair, not only in the head, but everywhere. This is He who led us all today to be here this morning. Are we still going to be fearful? Are we still going to give place for fear? Can we really imagine the magnitude of these words? I am. I am He. I am He who saved you. I am He who woke you up this morning. And last night I gave you a good night's rest. I am also He who gave you this bad sleep last night because I wanted to talk to you. I am also He that took away this good job from you because you never listened to me. I am He who gave this good job to you so that you can tell everybody about my goodness. My brothers and sisters, I spent a big part of my life fearing the world. I feared the world. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that when I learned from the Word of God that there are two kinds of fear. The fear of the Lord and the fear of the opposite, the world. In fact, if the Bible says that the fear of the world is the what? Beginning of wisdom. I have chosen seven verses here and things that would lead us to the fear of the Lord. Number one, wisdom. The fear of the Lord will also bring us to true worship. The fear of the Lord will also bring us to hate evil. The fear of the Lord will give us a strong confidence. The fear of the Lord will bring us what? Fountain of life. The fear of the Lord will instruct us to wisdom. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. I'm sure the Bible tells more about this fear of the Lord. I have restricted myself to seven because I love the number seven. Now, as I understand too, I have a problem. All these years of smoking marijuana, I can't memorize anything. But praise God, He gives me the words to say on the right time and to the right people. This morning, Sister Frances, most times my head is big, heavy. Especially when I get called to share God's message. So this morning, I was so full of myself. I'm going to give God's message. They better be ready. And then by God's grace, because of His love and His mercy, He sent Sister Frances. "Hey, Brother Siki, where can you find this verse that talks about being naked, going back to God?" And I was like, "Huh? What?" I don't know. I don't know where to find that verse. And then she shyingly said, oh, I thought you knew. See how God works? Shut me down from 10 feet up, right there, just before I talk to you. Because I was so full of myself, and I know that my message will be heard and be accepted just like that. I don't have a message. This is God's message, brothers and sisters. He is telling us right now, fear thou not. That's his message today. And he follows it with, for I am with thee. We go back to the list. So the fear of the Lord will give all these things. So I ask myself now, what does the fear of the world will give us? Would you agree if we just go look the opposite way? That's the things that the world will give us. Is that accepted? Is that acceptable? So, meaning that if we fear the Lord, we will receive wisdom. If we fear that world, we will receive what? Foolishness. Is that true? The fear of the Lord will lead to true worship. There was a group of people before 1844, years before that, that feared the Lord. They didn't know about the Sabbath yet. At least, not the way God intended it to be. And after the great disappointment, because of their fear of God, because of their love for God, He showed them the doctrine of the Sabbath. Part of the three angels' message. We are the bearers of that message. We, the remnant people of God, who keeps the commandment and the faith of Jesus Christ, are the bearers of this message. Why? Not to save yourself, so that everybody around us, our neighbors, our family, will be saved. Our being saved is a bonus. That's how I see it. It's a plus. The fear of the Lord works out a hate for evil. But the fear of the world, we love evil. I loved evil when I was in the world. I loved it. I licked it. Keep it in my pocket. I have it every day, everywhere. I loved it. The fear of the Lord will lead to strong confidence. Because we are grounded in that what? Truth. Right? We as a people, as a nation, as a peculiar nation who gives out God's message is founded in only the truth, which is found in the Word of God. If you fear the world, the Bible shared a story about making a house in what? In a sandy area, right? You get easily washed away. No wonder when I was in the world, almost most of my time was spent trying to cope up with what's happening. Because I was so easily moved, easily swayed. Oh, everybody's doing that? Oh, I'll follow that. Everybody's drinking that? That's the in drink today? I'll drink that. Nobody respects their parents today? Huh, me too, I don't respect my parents. Nobody goes to church now? Wow, me too. But what is God telling us right now? Fear thou not. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. That's his message. The fear of the Lord produces fountain of life. Where I work now in Port Jervis, there is this lady. Wow. She saps you of your energy. Why? I hate this place. Why am I here? Do we have to do this? Blah, blah, blah. Everything negative. And here I am, coming from the house. Are you tired yet, Che? Huh? You want to leave this place yet? Are we that kind of people? Or do we give life? Do we give life to our family by directing them to the source of life? Or are we redirecting them to something else which leads to death? I remember a verse in the Bible which says, there is a way which seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is death. Are we a fountain of life at home? In school? Excuse me. In the church? Are we? If not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I can make you to become a fountain of life. Instruction of wisdom. Right here. If we fear the Lord, this will be our instruction only. And you know what? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, that whosoever believeth in Him should have what? Everlasting life. Extended to life. This is eternal life we're talking about here. This is eternity with the I Am. This is eternity with that person who made heaven and earth. This is not me. I am nobody. But this is God calling you from wherever you are. Fear thou not. What's your problem? What's your problem? He's saying, fear thou not. It goes on to say, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Again, he reiterates that I am. I am your God. I am God who made what? The seventh day holy. I separated this day, not man for the Sabbath, but Sabbath for man. So you can rest, so you can have holy time with me. We cannot make this day any bit holy or holier. No. We can only enter into His holiness, into His rest. But you know what? Most times we fear the world than God. That's why we cannot enter His rest. Because if we fear God, then we would be prostrated right now, cowering because we are so sinful. And yet I have my best suit today. I have a good message. Hi. I learned my lesson. I. No. Jesus is telling us, I died for you, so you don't have to fear. Jesus is saying that, see this? Ask for me. Call my name so that my death will be justified. Ask for my robe of righteousness. Because you know what? I would give it to you in a jiffy. Fear thou not. You see, in my experience, I always believed in myself. I have a very, 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 in fact, very, very high belief in myself. I always told myself, you put yourself in this trouble, get yourself out of this trouble. No parents, nothing, nobody. Me. So it's hard for me to say, Lord, help me. Can you imagine that? It is so hard for me to say, Lord, please help me. But you know what? Because God is so good. When I asked it once, help me, He said, fear thou not. Can you see the power there? Did you ask God lately to help you? When was the last time we asked God in sincerity to please help us? Or, I'm going to do this, and then you do this, if I can't do it. I'm going to save myself, Lord, but if I fail, save me. Is that where we are right now? We cannot save ourselves. This is the same person, this is the same God who instituted the doctrine of the sanctuary. Wherever you come from studying that sanctuary, which is special to us, the remnant people, there's no way that you will find there anything about saving yourself. All it teaches is that you cannot save yourself. No way you can save yourself. No way. So you know what? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Why should I be dismayed? Because I'm so used to helping myself. I'm so used to doing things my way, not your way. Because your way is different. Not difficult. Different. The Bible asks us, why would you die? Why would you die? In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 20, I believe, Elijah, the whole week me and my son, we were studying about Elijah. Oh, powerful message. Powerful message. The whole of Israel, besides the 7,000 and probably Obadiah and him, knelt before Baal. They have turned their backs on God. Probably they feared Ahab more than God. They went to Mount Carmel, and what did the prophet of God? Halt ye between two opinions. If God be God, then let him be God. Worship him. If Baal is God, then worship him. I raise the same question today. hold we, hold us between two opinions. Are we going to worship God and He only? Or are we going to worship Baal in all its forms? We have to remember that God is asking us to love Him with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. All. We cannot love Him 99.999%. Although the devil will take you if you love Him 0.00001%. He'll take you. Do you understand that, my brothers and sisters? That's why the message this morning is, fear thou not. Do not fear. I made this world. I made everything here. You have a problem? I can give you a new heart. A new spirit will I put in you. I will recreate you. I will put my image in you. I will make you walk in the straight path. Narrow may it be, but I will be there. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Because I know you are weak. At the slightest instance of temptation, we jump into it. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I remember Stephen while he was being stoned to his death out there, outside in the court, outside of the camp. He looked up, and what did he see? Where was Jesus? Seated in the right hand of who? God. What a lovely sight. God showed him after the judgment day that I am seated there. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. I am there at the right hand of my Father. I am His righteousness. God is telling us that He has sent us His righteousness in God, in Jesus Christ. What more could have been done? What more could have been done? If the law can be lowered, then there should be no sacrifice. But we have the ultimate sacrifice. It was performed already. I ask you to open your Bibles to Revelation. You know, I love the Word of God because it gives me hope. For a sinner like me, it gives me hope. It gives me tremendous hope. And I'm going to read to you passages, oh, lovely passages that should inspire us to fall down on our knees and ask God to help us. For you know what? When we ask God to help us, the answer would be, fear thou not. That's the answer. I'm going to read passages in the chapter of Revelation 21. Oh, can you imagine if we allow God to be God in our lives? This is what we're up to. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burnt with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. My brothers and sisters, did you see that? But the fearful and unbelieving. Jesus has shown us today what he has done and what he can do. All we have to ask is help. I need help. For I assure you, as I stand before you this morning, when I cried for help, the answer was, Fear thou not. Let us pray. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, you are an awesome God. Help us, Lord, to hold tightly to you. Help us not to fear the world. Help us to fear you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our Father in heaven, you have declared that your words will not return to the void. Claim your children this morning, Lord. Convict us of our sins. Convict us of our need for your help. Convict us, O Lord, that we cannot save ourselves. And we praise you for your wonderful response to us, for our cry, for us to fear not, for you are with us. That we should not be dismayed, because you, the living God, the Creator of heaven and earth, our Redeemer, our Savior, is our God. We thank you, O Lord. We praise you for the righteousness of your Son that covered us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.